Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive, this time into the history of La Porte, Texas. And we've got a great book to help us explore it. It's called Around La Porte by Ann Ulof Malone and Dan Becker.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited to dig into this one with you. This book's got so many amazing stories. And you know what really gets me is how much a city's history can shape its present.
Like how we understand La Porte today. By looking at its past.
Exactly. And speaking of foundations, we've got to start with location, right? La Porte is located right on the Buffalo Bayou,
which put it in a prime spot for trade and transportation even way back in the 1800s.
Imagine being Stephen F. Austin, you know, surveying this huge Texan landscape, and you come across this spot. It's no wonder it attracted some of the earliest settlers like John M. Smith.
It's amazing to think about those pioneers, you know, really taking a chance on a new life. What do you think drew them to La Porte specifically?
Well, aside from the bayou, a central hub started to emerge called Five Points, and streets like Broadway and Main led right down to the shipping wharf, so it was a natural gathering place.
So Five Points becomes the heart of La Porte. And this is where it gets really interesting. We're talking pre-Texas Revolution here. General Sam Houston himself was in La Porte, right in the Five Points area, before the Battle of San Jacinto.
That's right. And think about the impact. I mean, this wasn't just a random stop on the way to the battle. This meeting point in La Porte played a real role in the fight for Texas independence.
Adds a whole other layer of historical significance for sure. Now imagine this. There's a building in La Porte called the Nebraska Spooler, and it was originally meant to be lodging for workers who were building a mansion.
Okay.
But get this, it ended up becoming this lively social hub, hosting dances, summer renters, you name it.
Wow, that's a classic example of how a community adapts and repurposes spaces to fit its needs. And, you know, the Nebraska Spooler becoming a social hub tells us something about the people of La Porte. They were resourceful, they were resilient, and they clearly knew how to have a good time.
They sound like my kind of people. Now, speaking of resourcefulness, we've got to talk about the Grand Mansion built by I.H. York and designed by architect Frank Griner. This was the first mansion in La Porte, so you can imagine the statement it made.
Oh, I bet. But sadly, the mansion was struck by lightning and destroyed.
Oh, no.
It's a reminder that progress isn't always linear. You know, there can be setbacks and unexpected events that force a community to adapt and change course.
Kind of like a dance between growth and challenge, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of challenges, La Porte faced its share of adversity, especially with those three disastrous fires that swept through the town. The first two were in 1893 and 1899. But the 1915 fire was especially impactful.
Yeah, the 1915 fire started at the Besson building and just ripped through the town center. It must have been heartbreaking for the residents to see their hard work and their livelihoods literally go up in flames.
But here's the thing about La Porte. They didn't give up. Each time they rebuilt, showing remarkable resilience in the face of tragedy.
Yeah, it really speaks to the character of the people, doesn't it? They didn't just rebuild structures, they rebuilt a sense of community. And in a way, those fires, while tragic, became part of La Porte's identity, a testament to their strength and determination.
Makes you wonder what fueled that resilience. Was it this deep-rooted sense of community, a stubborn refusal to be defeated, or maybe a combination of both?
It's fascinating to think about how shared adversity can shape a community's identity. And La Porte's history is a reminder that even in the face of devastation, there's always the potential for renewal and growth.
Speaking of growth, we can't talk about La Porte's history without mentioning the railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the excitement and anticipation as those tracks were laid, connecting La Porte to a wider world.
Oh, you can almost hear the whistle blowing, signaling a new era for the town. The railroad wasn't just about transportation. It was about progress, connection, and new opportunities.
Right. It must have had a huge impact on the town's economy and its social life. Did the railroad bring any significant changes to La Porte's identity?
Absolutely. It transformed La Porte from a somewhat isolated bayou town into a bustling hub connected to everything. Think about it. Suddenly you're connected to commerce ideas, people that you never had access to before.
And the depot itself became a focal point, right?
Yeah.
A symbol of La Porte's progress and connection to the world.
Exactly. The depot wasn't just a place to catch a train. It was a social hub where people gathered, exchanged news, greeted visitors, and just experienced the activity that came with being on the railroad.
You know, as we're going through these stories, it strikes me that La Porte's history is so much more than dates and names. It's about the spirit of the people who built this town, their resilience, their adaptability, and that unwavering sense of community.
Yeah, it's about individuals like John M. Smith who arrived in this untamed land and had this vision for a new life. It's about the people who gathered at the Nebraska Spooler finding joy amidst the everyday struggles. And it's about those who time and again rebuilt their lives and their community after those fires.
It makes you wonder, how do these stories from the past connect with the Laporte we see today? How has this legacy of resilience and community spirit shaped the city's present and future?
That's a big question, and one that I think we should explore further. Because history isn't just about looking back, it's about understanding how the past shapes the present and the possibilities for the future.
Right. It's like when you throw a stone into a pond. The impact ripples outward, influencing everything. And in Laporte's case, those ripples of history continue to shape the city. It's incredible to think that just by looking at this one book around Laporte, we've uncovered so much about the city's character. These stories really paint such a vivid picture of life in early Laporte.
Yeah, they really do. And you know what strikes me is how all these seemingly separate events, the founding of Five Points, the gathering at the Nebraska Spooler, those devastating fires, the coming of the railroad, they all weave together to create this tapestry of resilience and adaptation, community spirit.
It's true. Like, each event builds upon the last one, shaping Laporte's identity in a unique way. Of all the stories that we've talked about, what stands out to you as the most pivotal moment in Laporte's early history?
Oh, that's a tough one. Each event played a part, but if I had to choose, I'd say the arrival of the railroad. It was a turning point, not just for Laporte's economy, but for its sense of place in the world. It broadened their horizons, connected them to all these new possibilities, and really set the stage for the city we see today.
I agree. It's like the railroad launched Laporte into a whole new era of progress and possibility. It makes you wonder, what will future generations see as the defining moments of our time? What events are shaping Laporte's future right now?
That's the beauty of history, isn't it? It's a continuous story that's always unfolding. We're all part of this ongoing narrative, adding our own chapters to Laporte's story.
And who knows, maybe someday someone will be having a conversation just like ours, exploring the events and decisions that are shaping Laporte today. That's an exciting thought.
Absolutely. It reminds us that history isn't just something we read about in books. It's something we live and breathe every day.
So for all of you listening in Laporte and beyond, we encourage you to think about the impact you're making on your own community. What stories will you leave behind? What legacy will you create?
As we wrap up our deep dive into Laporte's past, we hope you've gained a deeper appreciation for this remarkable city. Its history is a testament to the power of resilience, the importance of community, and the enduring spirit of its people.
We hope you enjoyed this journey through time. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making history.